You're listening to It's Tricky with Raquel Harper.
So what's tricky? What does that mean? Oh, let the camera roll.
We got one of the realists from Cali, okay?
Yeah, man.
Joe Moses in the building.
I'm glad you said that like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't know.
They act like they don't, but they do.
They know, huh?
They do.
So what's been going on? You have new single going crazy.
Yeah, it's doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, last time I heard, yeah, it's going crazy.
Me and Mel were listening to last time I heard like 3 times this weekend. That yeah. shit is knocking.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feel good to be back. I mean, I took 2 years off just doing businesses and just chilling with my kids and enjoying myself on my football team and just having fun and, you know what I mean, getting everything together.
Back in the bag. So wait, and then you also have a new bar.
Yeah, yeah, Champ City, yeah.
Yeah, so that's jumping.
That's a blessing, yeah, yeah. It's fun. I be there turning up. Feel good to be in the city, be in your own city and be able to turn up in your own city and, you know, no problems, no issues. So a lot of people come support. A lot of people come to my restaurant. It's been cool. It's been fun.
Yeah, so you, to me, you know what I'm saying? I don't think that, like, you have insane hits, a lot of hits, right?
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think on a level that you should be way bigger than what you are.
Definitely, yeah.
On an international tip.
Yeah.
Why do you think that you're not?
I just don't kiss no ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't, you know what I mean? I ain't no ass kissing. I ain't here to make friends. Mm-hmm. I know I learned what this game is all about. Like, you know, I got all the phone calls when I was the hottest of the hottest. And as soon as you be lukewarm, it ain't no phone call. So it ain't really no friendship in this game. And I learned it. And, you know, I've rubbed people the wrong way by just telling the truth. When you say the truth, you know, a lot of people ain't going to feel the truth in this new day and era, this new time. You know what I'm saying? So when you talking the truth, when you saying the truth, and people ain't going to, everything is like fabricated. It's like, oh, he's telling a lie or he's hating on the next person. It's like, nah, I am LA. I am the city. Like, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, you and RJ had a little battle and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I was watching that.
No, we never. Oh, you talking about Versus?
No, you guys had your own battle. Like, what battle was that when you and RJ are playing hits?
Oh, Versus. We did a Versus early up in time. And, That's little bro. He just called me and was like, let's go back and forth and do hits.
I was really sitting there debating. I'm like, God damn, they're bringing on. Who won between you and RJ? Who do you think won?
I mean, if you go hit for hit, RJ got hits too. I ain't gonna never take nothing from him. But if you go that songs that I wrote and all the stuff that I've wrote, the Paranoids, the Wavies, and all the credits that I've wrote for just other artists, I won. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
But, you know, you can't take nothing from
like
my brother.
I like both of y'all. You know what I'm saying? RJ, my folks, too. But I was sitting there. I was so fun when I was on that. I'm like, oh, this shit's cracking.
Yeah.
It was dumb jumping.
Yeah, RJ got in the game and created a lane for itself that I respect. And, you know, I still respect him to this day. We make incredible music. It ain't no competition for us when it's see, like, that's my brother. You know, when you put people into a box and you try to box them against each other, that's where you fail. Like, we're going to make more money together than against each other, so.
I mean, but both of y'all are super, I mean, he's another one, you know what I'm saying? Both of you guys, I think, sitting there are the underdogs, but the big dogs, because both of y'all have dumb hits.
And we're out-rap.
Crazy.
We're out-rap everybody.
Yeah, crazy, crazy hits, and then it'd be like, okay, bam. So, I mean, but you've had the backings pretty much by all the top artists in the industry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But it comes to a point where it's like, what type of backing are you talking about? Like, Waka was the first artist that, like, actually put me in a space that I needed. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I always wanted to create my own lane. So being on the road with Waka and, you know, it's all about Waka, I wouldn't have never created Joe Moses. You know what I'm saying? So That was the whole thing for me, like, you know, just always acknowledging myself and want to do something for myself. Like, I didn't want to be an entourage person with him or be an entourage person with Future. You know what I'm saying? Or be
But Future, though, I mean, you were a part of Future at his, you know, Future at his height. Like, Future, you know what I'm saying? Like, right now where he's going crazy.
Yeah,
like, you still get the love.
They're my brothers, like. And he'd call me right now, like, come get on the road, come get on the jet. I'd just be so focused on Joe Moses, you know what I'm saying? And I had to tell him that. And he'd call me and tell me, like, Future would call me and tell me, like, bro, I admire you for what you do. Like, you make me want to do the shit that you do. You know what I'm saying? You make me want to sit down, go get a football chapter. Like, I spend a lot of time, like, having fun bullshitting. But, you know, think about all the time that I miss and all the time I miss with my kids and missing them grow up.
Yeah,
and,
shout out to you had a new
baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know what I mean? Like, think about all the times that I miss with them, missing days because I'm partying, I'm clubbing and all that. Like, you got to put that into acknowledgement and really think about that and sit there and, you know, I'm older in life. So it's like, I can't just be traveling the world not focusing on what I need to do. I understand it's a bag out there, but it's like.
But how do you just say no, like, Future, I'm not going to come on the jet?
I don't say no. I tell, like, certain times I get on the, you know what I mean, get on the plane and go with him or go meet him somewhere. But that's like, I say, that's my family. That's my brother. I'm rocking with him. Win, lose, or draw. We don't got a relationship where it's like he mad at me because I didn't come somewhere. Or, you know, that's my brother. Like, I'm rocking with him. You don't like him, you don't like me. Same with Walker. You don't like him. Walker was the first person that really put me in a position besides my team, besides the Ty Dolla $ign, me, YG.
Yeah, Deb, I mean, Deb, you know, used to go to bat for you.
Yeah, that's Monty.
Yeah, they, like, they were on it. Anything was, that you have, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They, Walker is, you know, was the first person really that I remember really going out there. But then you have Ty Dolla $ign too.
Yeah, that's what another relationship where that's my brother. And he understand it too, like, I got to focus on Joe Moses. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me focus on that. I wouldn't have the great things that I created for us, like my football chapter, stuff like that, where I'm taking community kids and making sure they good in life and making sure they don't, like, they don't have to feel like they got to just play football or be a rapper or a basketball player to be successful in life. You can do mm-hmm. anything to be successful. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's...
But when you come to you and I think about you, I'm like, Joe Moses probably had the most backings from every, like, international rapper yeah. that there is possible.
Yeah, but so I'm, you know, a stand-up guy too.
Is it because of your skills that they back you, or you feel that it's because it's just you're a real nigga?
I'm both. Mm-hmm. But the real nigga come first. It's always gonna leave you in the doors more than anything else. I know a lot of real niggas that can't rap, but being a real nigga is gonna lead them in the door. And all that goofy ass shit gonna fall. So I'm always gonna get a shot by any of my peers. You know what I'm saying? I'm always gonna be able to get a shot.
Speaking of shots, you know, you have songs with Young Thug.
It's my brother.
And, you know, for right now, he's getting charged as far as they're trying to hold lyrics against him. How does that make you feel that they're using his lyrics against him?
I mean, that's absurd. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they say it's freedom of speech, but at the end of the day, it's not. You know what I mean? When you got so much power, and be able to redirect people in the way they think and the way they, you know what I mean, the way they live, that's where they'll come get you. So you got to be careful, you know what I'm saying? And we all know this, as far as being an entertainer or being a mogul or something to the community that's bigger than what they think. Like, Thug is one of the biggest in the community, and I'm talking about his heart is golden. I know for a fact, like, he's supported me anytime I've called. I said I need 300 jerseys for 300 kids. And him and Gunna has given me money to do jerseys and helmets, whatever I actually need. If I call Thug, he can be in the middle of working on his album. I say I need a song for my album. He'll be like, pull up. His heart is golden. You know what I mean? So, like, you know, the way they trying to do that is absurd. And I'm going to keep fighting for him. I'm going to keep, you know what I mean, staying 10 toes to the ground for my brother, because at the end of the day, when I call you my brother, like, that's really my brother. Like, I'm talking about baby showers, family functions. When I'm in Atlanta, I'm stumped down. Either I'm with him or if I'm with Future, them really my family. So, you know what I mean? I just pray for him, and I pray that all the YSL, the whole crew, get about their situation. You know what I mean? Because that's a cold situation. The only thing they putting a RICO on you, the RICO is what's going to hold you. But the best thing about this is praying to God that this stays this don't make it to the feds. This stays like a county thing, like, you know what I mean, a state thing more than a county thing. You know what I mean? I'd rather anytime, I've did time before, so I'd rather anytime be state than federal. Federal is 97% of your time. You know what I mean? And it's more. State is like, they can give me 40 years, I might do 15, and the laws may change, and I might be able to get out in the state. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's better with fighting a case from the state than fighting a case from the feds. You know what I mean? So,
for the fighting the case, do you feel that, are you worried about, like, any of the songs that you have with them that they're gonna come back to haunt you?
No, I'm in the whole, they got a whole video with that was that was put out with, you know, that he's connected within the LA blood, whatever they talking about, man, nah, it can't. None of that shit is gonna be able to stick, like, at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got a great lawyer. Like, all that's gonna be prevail. He gonna be all right. He gonna be straight. The whole team gonna be straight. As far as myself, I don't worry because I'm not even in that life. I'm not even in that lane. I don't project to be in that lane, you know what I'm saying? But I do speak about my experiences, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't worried about nothing. You know, God got me. I've been here for a reason.
Yeah. And for him, do you think that, like, do you feel that what they're saying about him as being a whole leader is completely false?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's a leader in a community. So I'm a leader in my community. So anything that goes on, of course, they're going to put it on me. You know what I'm saying? I can be, when stuff is going on in Atlanta, Thug is probably in California. How can you cross the paths? You know what I'm saying? You can't cross the paths of that. But I'm used to it. Like, taking full responsibility on goes on within my area is the same way. Everything that goes on over there, they blame Joe Moses because I'm one of the biggest over there. It don't mean that I'm the biggest gang member from over there, but I'm the closest thing with some money that they feel. You know what I mean? Same thing with Nip. When things go on with his area, same thing with him. If things went on with like other areas, they put it on. They have to put it on somebody. You know what I mean? To tie it around to make it that, to where it's that, and it's not that at all. We're just the leader of our community, and we're trying to do something different. Like, you know, they gonna try to make it the bad.
They're trying to paint him out like he's just exactly. YSL is like a ganging, and they're, you know, not a record label. They're not sitting there of who they are. Leading black men to have a whole different lifestyle, gave him a bunch of jobs and everything else. You know what I'm saying? Like, so
they expect us to be, they expect us not to go back to where we come from. I stay going back to where I come from. That don't mean I condone everything that's going on over there. And that don't mean I'm acknowledged of everything that's going on, but I support my community, win, lose, or draw. And I'm from the community and able to stay grounded to my roots and where I come from. I'm always visiting my community. That's just what goes on. I love it. You know what I mean? I might, you know, it's no big me's and little you's, and that's how you live your life. Like, I don't care how much money I got. And Thug is the same way. Future is the same way. We love our community, and that's just is what it is. But when you paint a picture of and glorify something that's what it's not, they trying to use something against that's not.
Yeah, because you said one of the videos that they're trying to use you're in, right?
Yeah, they posted a video, and you know they gave a whole article on everything, and I'm in one of the videos.
What video is that one?
It's just one where they trying to tie the whole Rico, and they got when he's tied in with the Bloods or. It's just BS, you know what I'm saying? So none of that shit gonna be.
And where is the video even shot?
It's like all clips of just different videos, but it made the news.
Yeah.
And it made the news, and it had a picture of myself in there, you know what I'm saying? So with all of the Bloods, you know what I'm saying? When me and Future shot the Back Going Brazy video, Thug wasn't even there, but it was a picture of he's tied in with Bloods, and you know what I mean? They posted a picture up like that, some shit like that, so.
That's and what does tied in with Bloods exactly mean? What is that? I don't even understand what that means to them.
So I'm from where I come from. I'm from 54th and Van Ness. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I'm born and raised. 52nd and Van Ness, I'm born and raised. Like, so how they trying to tie it in is totally different. Like, this is just where we come from. I'm born and raised over there. So everybody over there going to love me. It's going to be a few people that hate me for who I became in life and that I don't come around like I'm, you know, how I used to. But for the most part, this is where I come from. You can't turn your back on where you come from. Now, the positive shit that I do, you know, a lot of people ain't gonna indulge in a positive shit I do. A lot of people are gonna indulge. Like, we support what you're doing. It's a lot of people that support, it's a lot of people that don't. But the police will make it seem to where it's Joe Moses is doing this, or Thug is doing this, or, you know, Roddy Rich is doing this for it. Like, it's like, nah, bro, we're not. We just leaders of our community, and we the ones that made it out at the end of the day. We can't help that some of the people are still in our community. We still hang around. That's probably still gangbanging or probably still doing this. I can't help that. I still got family from over in these areas, or you know what I mean? And at the end of the day, it's like, I'm gonna lead with positivity. But you know, when the light is on you, all they gonna do is prevail the darkness. They ain't gonna prevail the positive, so, you know.
Yeah. So do you feel that rappers should just not rap anymore about their lifestyle of what they're really living? Is that the best like thing that Thug should do, like from here on out? Or should you just stick to who you are?
So like I say, First Amendment, like it's freedom of speech, right? So it's like living what we live, music was about, like, you know, talking about what we see in our community, what we've done in our community. You know what I mean? You should always be able to tell your truth. Like, you know what I mean? It don't have to be necessary right or necessary wrong, but you should be able to be able to tell your truth, and be able to live through that and be able to fight through that. They shouldn't be able to use that against you, telling mm-hmm. your truth. Donald Trump spoke his truth. I don't see no criminal charges to him. He's done a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? It's positive politicians and it's negative politicians. I don't see no bad press to them, you know what I'm saying, far as what it is. You know what I mean?
Well, when you go back to that as far as Rico, I mean, well, if you think about it, I mean, shit, where's the KKK Rico at? So fuck it, you know? Let's keep it real all the way when it goes there.
And that's what they're not going to do. Where's the KKK Rico at? You find it for the blacks, you find it for the Mexicans, the Ricos, but where's the KKK Rico at? And that's just been one.
Or the Proud Boy Rico, too.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? You guys, they congregate in different areas, a lot of people. And then they, on top of that, go to different areas and do hate crimes.
Definitely.
So therefore, I don't see a lot of different things being proposed. But here goes a rapper, though, and then YSL, and they have YSL that they're trying to target. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand where YSL even gets a name to even be a gang. Like, how do you even make a record label a gang? It's beyond me.
Okay, so that's like saying it like this. Have you ever been in the hood, right? I'm gonna ask you a question. Have you ever been in the hood, right?
Okay.
And
every day.
have you ever been in the hood and you went to a cousin's party mm-hmm. and the police come?
Yes.
Now, have you ever been in a hood and next door neighbor might be Hispanic or something and they throwing a party, police don't come?
Yes.
Too many black people together is powerful. And it's like we're targeted by that. Like too many of us together is like a terrible thing for them. You know what I'm saying? Watch all the pictures that you see. I just watched the dude that shot in New York. He came out.
Buffalo,
he came out. They
targeted hate crime.
He came out.
10 black
out.
People, I believe he should. Well, not 10 black people. I don't know what the races are, but I think 10. He went. He drove because he was looking for a predominantly black neighborhood to mm-hmm. kill black people.
And what happened? How did he come out? Did you see the pictures?
Oh yeah, bruises, no cuts, no nothing. Walk all the way. First off, he walked out. Number one, able to be arrested. So let's go there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I mean, but it's of course there's a difference for different reasons. So
too many of us together in one spot, one place. They are nervous of us and.
Are you gonna stay away from Atlanta now that they're trying to take away the hot rappers?
Nah, hell no, man. I'ma still travel. Like I say, God got a plan for me. If that was the case, I would have been. I've been through every storm, I've been through every fire, I've been through everything that you can say. You know what I'm saying? And I'm still here. I'm still prevailing. So at the end of the day, I know my plans. I know what God got set out for me. Like at the end of the day, I'm not afraid of anything. Like I'm in the streets. I'm not hiding from nobody. I'm Joe Moses. I'm me. You know what I'm saying? That's my mama made me like that.
Joe Moses, do you think that you are blackballed?
Nah, hell no. If you put in the work, you're going to get to where you want to get. Like, I take spurts and I take breaks. I think I'm Kanye West sometimes where I think I could take a break like Kendrick for 5 years and put out an album. And you can't do that shit until you reach the level of Kendrick's success. You know what I'm saying? And you can start doing it like that. Like, you got to go hard. So me, I took a break for 2 years and I took another break for a year. Like I get turned off the music industry because it's fake as hell. You know what I'm saying? It's not real. It's not something that I can gradually be in and hang around niggas every day. I can't do it.
Why are you saying the music industry's fake as hell?
I mean, look how they, if the music game is about being real, how many real niggas you see that's not making it?
Well, no. But how many of the real niggas are making it? Are most of them phony, you think?
I say about 75% of niggas is fake as a motherfucker. So you get that box where 75% niggas is fake.
Well, who are the real rappers?
Thug is a real rapper. You know what I'm saying? And it's not from that point of violence. It's the point of real and heart. You know what I'm saying? Golden is you say what you speak. You know what I'm saying? Hustle was a real nigga. You know what I'm saying? Was and our hoods is fucking 3 minutes away enemies. And if I can sit up here and say that, it's real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been knowing that nigga for years. Like, who else?
Speaking of hustle, wait, I'll go back to the real quick. Well, you can keep on going to the real. Then I want to go back to Nipsey, I think.
Who else is real? Like, far as the city.
Future,
Kendrick. I fuck with Kendrick. You know what I'm saying? It's just him being a real person, a genuine person. Not, you know what I'm saying, Schoolboy Q. Them real niggas. You know what I'm saying?
And who are the fake ones?
I ain't going. It's a lot of fucking
you name
Tekashi's and all them type of peoples. Like, them peoples is... Come on, man. You know.
Yeah, speaking of Tekashi, you know what I'm saying? Bam, he hit your line. He's a blood. And so you know a lot of the blood backgrounds. Man, you know what I'm saying? Allegedly.
That nigga would get stripped here playing with the... You know what's up. Like, I don't even talk like that, but that nigga would get stripped here. We don't play them type of games. Like, for me, it's not even like... People are taking it out of the loop. Like, oh, he wasn't a gang member. Woo. When you sign up for something, this shit for, it's for life. Like, he signed up for something that he know what he signed up for. And speaking of real, he got himself in situations that he wasn't supposed to on gangster shit. He rapped about it. He got picked up, and he did the totally opposite what you're not supposed to do. You told on some niggas. Then you back on the streets, and you still acting tough.
Yeah.
Getting niggas in situations so a nigga can do something to you.
I mean, he goes a little dirt every day.
So you it's like you putting the you are a federal informant. You can't play tough after you then, but we got niggas in the streets that actually do that.
I've been to Tekashi probably was a former personally. I mean,
yeah, he probably was a rat when he came in the game. He probably was a rat before he came in the game. They probably put him in the game to separate niggas and separate situations like that. They do that. Like, yeah. They do that to separate. Look how they did fucking...
But Wack is now, you know what I'm saying, I guess he's pro-Tekashi.
Wack is... Wack is going to run his game. That's his game. He's going to do him regardless. Onk is still... I still fuck with him for... You know what I'm saying? I know the game that he's using, though, because I've talked to him about it, and I'm a real nigga. I can call him on the phone and be like, Onk, what you doing? You doing some bullshit. And he can call me back like, nephew, nah, ooh. And he gonna break it down to me. But it's not gonna be over the social media. Like, real niggas should have real nigga conversations with real niggas. You shouldn't have social media conversations that elaborate so you get other motherfuckers' opinions. Like, the internet opinions don't matter to me. They can call me fat, ugly. They can say I'm a has-been. That shit don't matter. When you in my presence, you gonna give me the energy that I want because I'm a ask for it. And when I ask for it, it's going to show you how real that you are.
Oh, of course. I mean, I'm a certified hood captain. I know all the rules.
Yeah,
so.
You know what I'm saying? So I run into niggas that speak on the internet. I run into gang members that speak on the internet. When they see me in real life, I'm 6'3", 225 pounds. I've been in prison before. I'm one of the toughest of the toughest. I will beat your ass. And they know that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's the... So when you on that internet, that's
the
internet.
And Tekashi's like 5 foot fucking three tops.
Trying to
acting like he's a tough nigga.
So
like,
when you a real nigga, you don't have to tell the people that you're a real nigga.
Of course not.
The people, it's going to be word of mouth. The people going to know, like, hey, man, don't fuck with them niggas. Them niggas is real niggas. Why are you proving yourself? It's 2022 for niggas that still proving themselves are a fucking clown. You know what I'm saying?
It's obvious. I see it all the time. I see a lot of niggas do a bunch of woofing and shit. Then in person, I see them be hoes. That's just how it goes, you know?
Niggas is
but
hoes.
I see it in real life. I mean, I've got a couple rapper Shane's backs personally, so I understand the game.
You ain't the only one.
Yeah. So a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, I'd be like fucking amazed when I hear the music. And I'd be like, yeah, I see you being a hoe, super hoe.
I didn't got niggas booked for Chains and then personally pulled up solo and gave niggas they fake ass jewelry back. And it's just playing. It's like, you niggas is playing. I'm not playing. Everything we do, we not playing out here. I'm not playing with nobody. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I know what this shit come with. And with anything that I signed up for. When I signed up and jumped off the porch and jumped into the streets, I know what I signed up for. So I know the do's and the don't do's. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't play with this shit. I can be somewhere with my family taking my kids to go out eat, and I see five niggas that know me and I don't know them. That's the most fucked up feeling in the world. So I know what this shit come with. I'm going to always
but can you
be prepared.
Still, but you feel that, you have to be prepared now. I mean, fuck, with Nipsey dying in his own hood, you know, at his own store, that's the sickest shit I ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Literally, as far as, you know, rap shit, I don't understand how you kill a real nigga like that. Like, that is unheard of to me.
So, to him, and not to say it like that, that's been going on in our community for years. Look at Malcolm X.
Yeah.
How did Malcolm X die? To his own people.
Yeah.
You great. Only people they can put close to you is your own. Pay attention.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And that was that. And I'm talking about, like, that's really my brother. Like, you know, like, that nigga, me and that nigga, we have conversations for hours and hours, and I respected everything that he did. I respect, like, his crew. I respected how they work. I respected, and they respected us. You know what I'm saying? And like I say, we were raised to be total enemies. We were raised to terrorize each other. And the respect that we have for each other set a path for niggas that come up under. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a lot of hate for where we come from, because that's what they installed us to do, is just to hate. Like, have you noticed that? It's all hate.
I mean, Draco then, you know, Draco died, you know, at the concert, and he had fucking, his brother was right there, you know what I'm saying? Other situations happened then.
And listen, I don't even speak on certain things, but if my brother, something happened to my brother, I'm going to die with my brother. It is what it is. So that's a terrible situation. But if I got eight brothers, we all going to be stabbed up and dead. What else can you tell me? I can't come back to my mama and have a story. That's like you being my friend, or I got homies in the hood and niggas come back, "Oh, Lil Joe, this nigga that spoke bad about you." How you don't got no busted lip or no broke nose? Why you ain't get down with no nigga?
I mean, generally, I think that's how it goes. Like, I mean, how I was raised, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know better than to come back through. But I'm just saying, like, a lot of the Stick team members were there when Draco died.
We all would have died. So, you know, NWB, we all gonna die, nigga. That's how we moving. A nigga can't get up close on me. I'm the money. So, nigga, what you niggas is here for? We all gonna die. Everybody should have been stabbed up. He wouldn't have been dead then if everybody was stabbed up. That's what this shit come with. Understand what you getting yourself, what it comes with. And like I say, I don't speak about situations like that because I don't wish that upon anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
when it come
course.
To death and jail, man, I don't wish that upon anybody. But me and my brother, we're going to die together. We're going to be stabbed up. I'm going to be in the hospital. He's going to be in the hospital.
I know, because I remember the Stick team, a few of them had went back to the internet the next day and stuff, and they started calling out names. Then I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, well, if different people are there, even if you're outnumbered, then what the fuck happened, like, as far as that situation?
Yeah, people, listen, I'm dying with my people. That's just, it is what
oh,
it
me,
is.
Oh, I'm with you, though. If my sister or anybody that I go with, if you my bitch, we out here.
I'm dying.
Period.
I'm dying with my people,
and
my
especially
brothers.
If it's my brother or sister, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to take one with you easy.
I'm dying with my brother. I got football brothers. Like, when we move on the football field, I got coaches. That's my brothers. No part of no gangs, no nothing. Squares, but stump down real people in life. If we get into it with somebody, anybody will tell you that in football. If you get into it with the LA Chiefs, it's going to be like they like a gang upon themselves.
Have you played Snoop Dogg's team yet?
We just whooped Snoop.
Damn.
We just whooped him at the Super Bowl. My six-year-old team.
Whoop Snoop team.
He know. Unk know what's up. Unk then gave me the path of me running this shit, like, for Snoop League. I'm for Snoop League. Like, I ain't going nowhere else.
Oh, so your team's with Snoop League?
Yeah, of course. Why? If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah, why would I go somewhere else and I see all the great things that he's doing?
My son played for Snoop Team Justice. He was on the Chargers and he did the Titans.
The Inglewood Chargers?
Is it Inglewood Chargers?
Yeah, it's the Inglewood Chargers.
Okay, and he did the Titans.
I got somebody from Inglewood Chargers that run a little something in the building with me right now.
The Titans, but I took him out. I mean, I took him out. He was getting his head up, knocked upside his head too much.
But all that is like family. So I'm like the youngest president, and all them presidents at other chapters watch me grow up. Mike from Carson, Bass from Inglewood, Tony from Inglewood, you know what I'm saying? Watch me grow up. Miss Ford from Baldwin, Al Long from LA Rams, they watched me grow up. They was friends with my father. You know what I'm saying? My father was a football coach. He was a legend in the hood. You know what I'm saying? So they watched me grow up. Crenshaw Rams, you know what I'm saying? Uncle U, you know what I'm saying? They watched me grow up. So me being the youngest president of Snoop, I bring fun to Snoop. And we the best football thing, period. You know what I'm saying? Like, that I think, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Shout out to everybody else. It's King Conference. It's different chapters. I give respect to all the chapters because at the end of the day, people don't got to be out here taking care. I mean, people don't got to be out here using their time and their efforts to coach football that's not even free. You know what I'm saying? We out there for the kids. We out there for the community. And when I say I take 4 and 5 months out of my time to make sure that I'm doing the right things with the kids. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I got practice tomorrow, and I don't care what I'm doing. I'll be at practice.
That's good. That's dope. You know, speaking of which, right, and I had to think about this, with rappers who gangbang, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that it should you just leave the gangbanging away from rapping, or is it acceptable to have gangbanging with your raps?
I mean, if this is your, okay, so let me just break it down to you. The truth is about LA rap, I mean, I ain't gonna say LA rappers that gangbang. Gangbanging in music is some of these people's truth. So it's the only thing that we ever seen in life. So you get different cities and different places that they come from. They don't have the same objective. If you notice, LA is a gangbanging culture. That's just our culture, period. It don't have nothing to do with the rapping. This is our culture. These young niggas ain't never seen nothing else. You know what I'm saying? You don't, like Atlanta has changed the game because they have like financial backings. Like they'll get 20 old niggas that come together, and I don't want to say old niggas, but they'll get 20 black men with money or 20 financial advisors with money and come and change the niggas' lives and giving them $400,000 and let them niggas change their lives. If we had that in LA, the city would be a lot different from what they talk about. It'd be a lot of more blue bucks rappers talking about getting money and because that's popping too. You know what I'm saying?
So, but do you think that then once you are, you know what I'm saying, affiliated, right, then that gives the feds reason to bring RICO charges
Facts.
Against you?
Yeah, yeah, because you're involving the gang. You're involving a gang, and really gangs is nothing but big families.
Okay, so then, all right, let's break this down, right? So then Thug, right, he has YSL, whatever, right?
They're That's trying not to a gang, though.
Yeah.
That's not incorporated. That's not Americanized as a gang. You know what I'm saying? That's not exactly. In the books in the 70s as a gang. You know, the Black Panthers was a gang that they say was a gang. You know what I'm saying? So they're going to use anything against you. The YSL is not established as a gang. You know what I'm saying? Like the Brims, that's a gang. So if I came in the game and said Brim Records, like I'm giving them action to indict me as a person. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's not YSL is not a fucking gang. YSL is a clothing and a record label. That's not a gang.
So then how can they use the lyrics? Like once again, and the lyrics go.
You're black in America. They can do whatever to us. That's what they gonna do. They gonna do whatever to us until we stand up. Till you get niggas like Jay-Z, like what Meek and them is doing for, you know what I'm saying? Like stand up.
So who do you think is going to stand up for Gunna and Thug?
Everybody, because they loved. Them two niggas is loved by everybody. Niggas not going, you see white people posting they shit. You see Post Malone, I'm going to do whatever it takes to help. You know what I'm saying? Niggas love those two guys, individuals right there. I'm talking about they two great individuals. Mm-hmm. For a fact, and I know that just offhand of just being around and just being around and just knowing they heart, they golden. They good people, they great people. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, so you said that as long as you're being black in America, basically?
Yeah, they're going to do whatever it takes to make sure we without.
Yeah, for you as a post, right, before you had this Tiny.
Yeah.
And do you think that affected your career when you dissed Tiny?
Nah, but that wasn't right, though. So I take full responsibility on, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a person's wife. You know what I'm saying? And that wasn't right. So I shouldn't have never took that shot, period, point blank, because if somebody's saying that about my wife, you know what I mean? Like, and that was one of the biggest records, Power 106. Nobody supported the other record that B.O.B. was on. They only supported my record. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
That wasn't right. I wasn't taking shots either. I was just rapping. I was just making shit sound good. You know what I'm saying? Like Eminem sitting there and making shit sound good. I was just putting words with, you know, words with words. And her name came up and it just was, it was what it was. But it wasn't like a personal shot to where I got into it with this man or I got into it with this, and it wasn't right. And you know what I'm saying?
Do you think that T.I.?
Nah, me and T.I. had a conversation before.
And you guys squashed the whole thing?
Well, I mean, we didn't squash it, but we had a conversation to where it was like, you know what I mean? But like I say, I respect Tip, one of my favorite rappers. And like, as him being one of my favorite rappers, I should have never said that. I'm man enough to say, like, that was wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, probably when it happened, how long ago was that? Like, 9 years ago?
A long time
ago. 7, 8, 9 years ago. I wasn't probably man enough then. I was like, fuck it. It is what it is. But me being who I am now, if a nigga take a shot at, if I got a wife, a nigga take a shot at my wife, I'm going to be upset and I'm going to be mad. I'm going to come holler at you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, I was just wondering, because a lot of people always felt that, like,
that stopped me.
That stopped.
I still had some. I came back with Wavy.
True.
I went 4 times platinum on Wavy. Wrote half the song.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's never been a problem. The problem has been me. Always been with me. Sometimes you got to take full responsibility for self. I always take full responsibility for self. The way my career went, it happened because of self. I'm Joe Moses. I put on half niggas in L.A. and I felt like I didn't get my just due. It is what it is. So,
yeah, like, but right now, like, Ty Dolla $ign's cracking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but me and Ty got an album.
Yeah, I said, so then that's what I said. Like, you have songs with everybody. So, therefore, for you should be at the exact same path, international,
yeah,
as them.
I wasn't moving like them, though.
Where did you move wrong?
I stopped moving. Mm. I stayed local. You know what I'm saying? I'm still young. I could still make it happen, but I stayed in LA. I was in the hood. Like I say, I thought being real, I thought this was what I was supposed to do. I thought being in the hood, bringing all my niggas, oh, I'm on, I got songs on the radio. Nigga, I'm going to the LA club. Fuck, I ain't going nowhere else. That shit was trash.
You did go to all the LA clubs. But your pool parties, though, in the summertime were epic.
Yeah.
Just for the record.
But I thought that was going to take me to the next level.
Motherfucker went off of Jefferson. What you going with that house in Jefferson? Yeah. What? That shit went crazy. Yeah. I walked in. I wasn't even prepared for that. Yo, Jomo's had this, like, pool party, like, off Jefferson in your old house. I guess you stayed over there or whatever. Yeah. I don't know if you stay there anymore, whatever. But I went to this thing. I wasn't even prepared. Like, my homegirl was like, yeah, I think some, you know, she's like, come to this pool party. It's a, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's, like, it's functioning. There's a lot of brims there, maybe, you know, like, let's just say that, okay? I was like, are you sure? She's like, it just comes. She's like, it's cracking, right? I went in that bitch. That shit went crazy.
It used to be every year, too. That shit was like 5 years straight.
Your pool party was epic.
Well, niggas couldn't get in type vibes.
Yeah, I mean, everybody, I walked in and it was like fucking like literally like a whole goddamn circle. I'm like, yo, this is right off of Jefferson. Like, what's going on here?
Crips, Bloods.
And the pool party was booming.
When young niggas with money, ballers. Everybody respected me, so, you know.
And where are you at? You and Mustard, how are you guys?
We're straight.
Are you guys doing anything together at all? Guys two different levels? Like, what is that?
I mean, Mustard is going to do Mustard and Joe going to do Joe. It ain't no problems. It ain't no beef. Like, you know what I'm saying? We just had a space where it's like, everybody's just finding themselves. Like, you know what I'm saying? Me and Ty was like that too until we just came back together and was like, bro, let's make it work. It's not no problems. It's not no issues. It's not, everybody's just growing in different spaces in their life. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, me and Jizzle ain't did a song in how long? That's still my little brother. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no problems. There ain't no beef. Everybody's just figuring out themselves and worried about their crew, their squad. You know what I'm saying? We still a big old team. We still a big old squad.
Yeah, that's why it's so very weird to me. I mean,
It's
crazy to me because I just see everybody, like, when I seen you on, like I said before, it was like you as far as Ty Dolla $ign, then I seen like the whole Mustard thing with you before, and like then I seen you and
brother.
RJ, and then like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
listen,
it just be weird, it'd be different. Then I'd be like, boom. Then I'd be like, look, oh, Jamal's with Future now. I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
Listen, as far as Mustard, if Mustard is watching it, whenever he watched this, that's my little brother. He always gonna be my little brother. It ain't no problems, it ain't no issues. Like, Mustard is the best fucking producer of our time. I always give him his props. I always give him, I'm not big enough to give my friends they props, or, you know, I don't have pride issues. We may have had a few misunderstandings in business and in life, but that's still my brother. And I'm always gonna acknowledge that. Like, you know, I say fuck a nigga or fuck my friends all day. We brothers. But I won't let no nigga in this room say fuck no nigga that I fuck with. That's just what life come with. And like I say, I've moved in this direction. He's moved in this direction. Ty is moving in this direction. Jizzle is moving in this direction. That don't mean we beefing. That don't mean there's no issues or no problems. That just mean we moving in different spaces in life at that point in time. When it's time for us to come back together, that's when it's time. It's going to be time for us to come back together.
Speaking of which, you know what I'm saying, 54... Slim had died around your hood, in your hood.
Nah, Slim died on 4th Avenue in Manchester.
Oh, I'm like thinking, I was like, wait.
Nah, he ain't dying. He died on 4th Avenue. Yeah, rest in peace to Slim, my guy, too. We all coming to game together. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's like, you know, my brother. It's just bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Slim came to my baby shower, so that shit was crazy when he passed. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? That was like a cold situation.
Them situations put me in a different spot where it's like, damn, like, I can't give up. Like, I can't stop rapping. Like, when I be out in the streets and I take these breaks and people be like, damn, Joe Moses, like, when you putting out another tape? You know what I'm saying? It's like, at first, I didn't want to do it no more. You know what I'm saying? And my sister, one of my sisters, Ebony, we used to go out with them. Like, all my homegirls. Like, I start being a real person again. Like, I start hanging back out with my real friends. You know what I'm saying? Because we lose that sight when we getting into this Hollywood shit. And that's like, okay, now, I don't want to switch subjects, but that's like me now owning a business, Champ City, and having the kitchen for us, my restaurant. All these friends I met in Hollywood, I don't know. I can count on the finger how many friends and people I done took to the club and came to my restaurant in Inglewood.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when you own something and when you start doing great things, like, all these people that I was partying with and I was spending my money on, these people don't come to support me in Inglewood.
I mean, duh. That's obvious.
They don't come to my club.
But they'll come to Hollywood and to where it's cracking if they go to the thing.
Exactly.
Or if they tell me you're with Future, then niggas will show up.
That's
you know, that's how fake ass niggas go. You know what I'm saying? But always, you'll find out who really fuck with you when you own some shit, when you become a business owner, and when you really want to project and tell people to come to your stuff and support you when they supposed to support you.
So,
but if there's a lot of dick riders, period.
So that's what I mean about why I don't live in that space no more. As far as the Hollywood world, I don't hang with no fucking rappers. I don't hang with no Hollywood niggas. I still hang with the gang. I still hang with the crew. I still hang with my football coaches. I still hang with regular individuals. And what I mean by the gang, I don't mean by the gang.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, by my crew that I started out with.
Yeah, but that's who you should be fucking with, because I tell you, bitches are so, it's the same. I see it all the time. And rappers are fake all the time.
Yeah.
And niggas will sit there, you'll hang out with these little clown ass niggas, you know, like, oh, because they're your Hollywood friends and they're supposed to be lit. Like, I know every single person that you're mentioning, personal. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I fucking know, you know, I helped out Future many times, like a thousand times. Like, Meek, every single one of them. But, you know, like, then when you come, if I tell bitches, I'm like, hey, I'm going to go to Meek Mill party over here and stuff, then hoes will jump on it. Or, oh, no, let's come on to the restaurant. Okay, now you bitches are stuttering. Boom. That's where it goes.
Now, I'm going to tell you the life on both hands, right? I just told you that. Now, life on this hand, hanging with people that's on the same page as you, I understand why niggas do that also. Niggas don't want all them problems, and they don't want all the bullshit that comes from being in the hood and being stumped down with the people that you grew up with, the unnecessary problems. Like me, say I'm fucking with a hood bitch. You know what issues come with somebody from the hood? Like, she might got a baby daddy that gang bang, that hate Joe Moses, that want to kill me from the opposite section. Now, me fucking with a model in Hollywood, she might fuck with a basketball player who's scared of everything. It's not the same issues. So I understand why niggas change and try to cross over to that level.
But you can change a hood bitch, and you can also change a hood bitch and make him a regular bitch. I mean, like,
how many times that? How many times did that happen? If I fuck with you, if you hook me up with a homegirl right now, and she from the hood, and nigga, I might go to her house. She might stay in somewhere where it's not safe for me. I might go to her house
You can end up getting killed on the way.
Wait. I can end up, that can happen also, but say if somebody see me going into this house, it don't got nothing to do with her, but something happened to me outside this house, what are my people going to think?
She set you up.
Yeah, see, it's like a lose-lose situation.
Yeah, but then, or you could hang out with a hood bitch, and she's just sitting there, and she's just in the hood, and she's trying to get it together, and she may be going to Santa Monica City College or something, but the bitch is a hood bitch, but you know what I'm saying? She's in the projects, but then, bam, you know, and she just really maybe want the best for you, and she may have the better path. So you show her the better way, and then you guide her the bitch, and then she'd be like, boom, she'll blossom out, and then the hoe's a doctor.
Yeah.
So then you fucked with the right hood bitch. It just depends on what age you pick.
I know, and how long is that going to take us?
Depends on what hood bitch you get.
How long?
Because I know some go-getter hood bitches right now. I could take you. You know what I'm saying? I'll take you right there to a couple of these bitches, and they'll be like, "Oh, well, you know what? Oh, well, I got Joe Moses. Oh, well, shit. You know what I'm saying? Let me show them.
I'm not looking.
Why not, Shanice? And you know, yeah. Shout out to your girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I know her from Torian, but yeah. I said in general, you're not looking. But I said if I took a Joe Moses right now to a couple of the girls, if you didn't have a honey, okay, and they'd be like, "Bam,
I'm not even looking for that reason. I'm just not looking.
They may flip your whole football program around. You'd be like, "Goddamn!
I don't want it. I want to deal with positivity all the time. I don't want to deal with this certain energy. You know, certain people bring certain energy, and that's not talking about the hood. That's not talking about
Hollywood. That, I mean, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
But if you can automatically get a certified boss bitch, then you might as well just get that.
I don't want a bitch that already know too much. You understand what I'm saying? I don't want nobody that already know.
You should want a bitch who knows too much.
No. I don't want.
You want a dumb bitch?
You done deal with Future. You done deal with Meek. Now you know about all the restaurants. You know what I'm saying? I want somebody that is fun with me taking you to. If I just take you to Little Catalina Island, that's fun.
Oh, so you want a broke bitch who ain't never
experienced? No, she don't gotta be broke.
She ain't never experienced life.
You don't gotta be. Yeah. I want somebody
that.
No,
that's the one. So you want a one who just be like, you're like, "Okay, baby, we're going
you
to
show
Catalina
me everything.
Island."
I don't see, listen. So she's
getting excited. "Baby, you know what? My man just, so you just want a hood bitch. Like, let back to you. If you want one just to get impressed by hot Catalina, then we're back in the hood.
I want somebody that's opposed of not into everything that everybody else is, watching this Instagram playing Keep Up with the Joneses, and you got me out here spending thousands of dollars every month because you playing Keep Up with Lil Durk in India. You think we supposed to be like that when we ain't even Bobby and Whitney?
But that, see, those aren't even the hood bitches. Now we talking about Instagram bitches now.
That's
now
that,
you don't want to Instagram.
Hood bitches are starting to be fucking
now
influenced by what? By Instagram. Hood bitches are starting being everybody.
Some of them, but every single bitch is different.
97% of women right now are influenced by.
I want a Little Durk in India. You know what I'm saying?
So India
relationship
was,
goals.
So India was.
But
what?
See.
India was the hood one, probably, that wasn't into everything.
But
a diamond
see,
in the rough and Little Durk like that. Because you don't have that background where you know Meek, "Oh, I can bring you around Meek," and you're like, "Oh, I know Meek." Well, no, I don't want none of that shit. I don't want you to be around Jizzle, Meek, Joe Moses, RJ, Ty Dolla $ign. I don't want you to be around nobody.
But them other girls, though, okay, so on the flip side, the girls who have already been around, what if she's sitting there, she can show you the plan, though? And she could be like, "Okay, I done been
I can't have you.
Oh, so you
too many
what?
Bodies hey, is a body for
record,
me.
This is for the record. Joe Moses wants the hood bucket, okay?
I don't want no
he
bucket.
He wants a hood bucket that if he takes you to motherfucking Catalina, because you know he is the hood of L.A. He is the king of L.A. right
no,
here.
No, so I'm going to
okay?
tell you, I'm
so
tell you the real.
So he's taking you to Catalina right now. He's going to take you on that $49 Catalina trip. It's $49 one way, $49 back, $100 round trip, the flyaway.
And
boom.
That's fun for you. listen, that's fun. We can sit in the car and that's fun. We can make sandwiches and go to the park.
For 2 hours.
That's
for the,
fun. I don't want to. We always got to. Like, you got kids that's influenced by this now. Kids say, "Mama, I want to go to town for my birthday." You couldn't do that. When we was kids, could you do that?
I don't know what the fuck that was.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so everybody is influenced by something now. I'm not into that life. I never was into that life. Like, even though I got nice, fancy things, this shit can go any day. I get rid
them,
of,
hey,
this shit
get,
don't make
right,
me.
Hey, them jewels that right there, the little hood bitch, she don't get them off to the swap meet we own. You know,
I get them off to the swap meet if I get low. Like,
you know, and then you can buy them back. Okay?
Exactly. I'm just not into.
Go to the one off of Hustler.
I ain't into certain shit that everybody else is into. Everybody is influencing and playing keep up with the next people. Like, no, bro, I'm not influenced. And that's what social media. Back in the day, we had no social media, so I didn't know about your life. Like, now that people think that you on social media, they think they know everything about you. And that's not persona. That's not, it is what it is. Like, that's not your life. Like, what you showing me on Instagram, that cannot possibly be your life. That's just what you want to show me. But
yeah,
people really
but
think that they know you from what's going on social media.
But that's how it goes. I mean, but social media shows everything too. Because you have some people who will show their whole move. I can sit there and look at some people's Instagram and I can know when they're fucking, they're going to eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That's what I'm saying.
That's how it goes.
I'm not, social media is my business. It's not Joe Moses. who I am far as in my personal life is not something that I'm doing on social media, and just give me that respect and space to understand that this is my business. I don't want no hood bucket, but I don't want nobody that's over influenced by the wrong people. Like, the wrong people creates different opportunities, and the opportunities that you're looking for is something I can't give to you all the time. I don't want no woman that want to travel to fucking this and don't even got no house. I don't want no woman that's not into certain shit. I'm a business. Like, I own businesses. I own 11 businesses. So the wrong person in my life could take me down the wrong places that I don't want to be into. I want somebody that's cool with being regular at certain times. You understand what I'm saying? Because I like being regular. I don't have nothing with me.
You
doing
want us to go to the Champ City Bar and post up with you?
No. No. But I want, when I do invite you to Champ City, you not stucking your nose up like, you know what I'm saying? We can go to Hollywood. We can go to Champ City. We can go travel. We can go to Catalina. Everything ain't got to be what you're seeing from everybody else. We don't have to go to Bali because you just seen somebody else, one of your homegirls get flew out to Bali. Like, you don't got to fuck with a basketball player because you see five of your other homegirls fucking with basketball players, and this is the ideal life that you think that you should have. Everybody's life is different. Just like in the hood, everybody is not a gangster in the hood. You got pimps. You got basketball players, you got football players, you got baseball players, you got gangsters, you got rats, you got busters. That makes a whole hood. Everybody is not a killer or a shooter. So
they
you can't take the wrong niggas on a mission with you. This might be a basketball player or a football player that just grew up in the hood, but he from the hood. I take this nigga on a mission and I make this nigga do something he ain't never did before. I'm putting myself in a situation.
Yeah, he's gonna tell on you.
That's same thing with women.
He's a civilian.
Same thing with women. If I'm into a woman that I just know that fucked with a nigga that got way more than what I got,
she may not tell you.
I'm gonna make her tell me because I don't want to be with you if you can't tell me.
They're gonna trick you.
Can't no woman trick Joe Moses.
Joe Moses, I'm telling you, they're tricking
man,
you.
Man, I'm so real.
Most girls be like, you be like, who'd you hit? I'm about 2-3 people.
Oh, yeah. But I know it's already 9.
Yeah.
It's not, if you tell me 3, it's 9. I'm going to add that by 9.
Yeah, 2-3, you know what I'm saying?
I don't care what you're talking about. If you say 11, I'm going to add that by 22.
Yeah. 2-3 people.
I already got that in my mind. Like, now you done had sex with 22 people.
Two people. You
now I want to know what 22 people you done had sex with because you can't have me in a room with a nigga.
Yeah.
You can't have me in a room with one of y'all and you done hit one of my niggas that's on the camera.
And he's cheesing and you cheesing.
And he cheesing. And I got you on my arm like this, but you don't want to tell me what's going on.
And you didn't know she had 50 bodies. Ain't that a bitch?
See, I can't live life like that. So just keep it real with me and give me an option, something to deal with. Because that's what I'm going to do with you. I'm going to put all my cards on the table. I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. Like, I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. So I'm giving you a choice to deal with me or not. People don't know how to keep it real these days. Like, you know what I'm saying? Find you a person. Find you a woman that y'all can keep it real. It don't matter if you got 75 bodies. If a nigga like you, he going to deal with whatever he wants to deal with. If a woman loves you, she going to deal with whatever.
Of course.
That's what I'm saying.
But niggas love hoes now. So let's just be honest.
The hoes are just more fun.
Yeah.
That's not me speaking. I'm talking about.
Like, no, but niggas like hoes. Like, the more bodies you have, I see all these rappers now, everybody's fucking the same bitches. Let's be honest.
It's because it's the reason
it's
why
like,
you going.
If you have 20 bodies right now and you done fuck 20 rappers, bitch, you gold. It's the golden standards right now. I'm going to be honest with you.
But life is like that turned around. Life is turned around like that. Back in the day, if my auntie was a stripper, she never told the family she was a stripper.
Yeah.
That shit was in the closet.
Yeah, now
and
it's open.
Now, because people made it acceptable.
Yes. And so niggas are liking this. I see more strippers wiped up probably than regular bitches.
Nah, that's facts. But you know why? Why? Because the world is changing. I mean, people are making it acceptable. People are making it acceptable to be a rat and still hanging with rats. He didn't tell on me. Nah, that's not comfortable, fam.
I mean, yeah.
No.
And he's gonna tell on you next. So what the fuck you mean? So, I mean, you know.
I stay away from all those bad decisions. You got one thing that I learned in life, you have choices. And the choices demands results. And my results ain't gonna be your results. My results is gonna be, when I go down in history, they're gonna be like, that nigga was probably the realest niggas we ever met. Because I can't go down. Whatever you doing, ain't gonna make it comfortable for me. I tell my homies like that in the section. I don't give a fuck what you doing. I don't give a fuck what type of. That's not me. I don't function like that, bro. I run my own program. I run my own page. But ain't nobody bigger than the game. So I still do shit. I still got people to answer to where I come from. Ain't nobody bigger than. And I'm a born and raised day one. Anybody tell you something different, they're a fucking lie. But when you join the game, you think because you get money or you think that because you come popular that you bigger than your section. Like, and that's where niggas want to kill you. That's where you get hate at. I'm not bigger than where I come from. It's not going. I might be Joe Moses, but as far as Lil Joe, Like, I'm still tied into where this shit come from. If I do some buster shit, I still got to come back to right
to get
here.
Get DP'd.
And that ain't never happened to me.
Yeah.
That ain't never happened to me. Any nigga get on Instagram saying Joe Mo's and God, that ain't never happened. It ain't got nothing to do with me being a rapper. I just go by, I live by morals and principles and real, like, gangsterism. Like, nigga, I still, my older relatives still call me like, nigga, how you moving? Like, nigga still get up on my ass and check me. Because at the end of the day, you need that in life. And I keep them real niggas around me that's going to tell me some real ass shit. I don't always see eye to eye with the niggas I come from my section. But I love my section.
Who do you think is the hottest rappers in L.A. right now?
Baby Stone Gorillaz, Wally, fucking Rucci, Lil Deuce, fucking Siete, fucking who else?
Siete. Yeah. Shout out, huh?
Yeah, Siete. I fuck with Siete. You know what I'm saying? Who else that I fuck with? 54 Lil Hot, he coming from Atlanta.
Baby Gorillaz.
They're my kids. They're my guys. Yeah. And I don't mean it like them, like, but them. Them,
no,
you know
yeah,
what I'm
no,
saying?
No, like, yeah, them, I like my, Baby Gorillaz.
They're my guys, and I wish nothing but prosperity. And I had a long conversation with them about doing the right thing. They got some good niggas around them, you know what I'm saying, that's going to teach them the right shit and how they coming, and they going to get a check, forever get a check, and keep that money and stack it up. They doing, Savvy Third is one of my favorite. DW Flame is one of my favorite. I just said that the other day. I'm a big Savvy Third fan. Like, that's my little brother. He go to my barbershop to get his hair cut.
He's a homeboy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Who else? I just posted about 4 or 5 people. Oh, DW Flame, that's Lil Bro. They always call me for conversation. Fucking Wally. Wally always call me for conversation.
Wally's good.
Wally is going to be the biggest in the world. He not going to just be. I want Wally to be the biggest in the world. He's just not going to be a L.A. rapper where he's stuck in one box. Like, he's going to be one of the biggest artists in the world. And you heard it from my mouth. 4 years, 5 years down the line, nigga, Wally gonna help Joe Moses if I'm not one of the biggest artists.
Wally's...
He gonna come back and be like, that's because that's his attitude. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Key Riches, who else? The whole Rosecrans movement I mess with, like, I deal with.
Free G-Weed, speaking of Rosecrans movement.
That's big bro.
Free G-Weed, always.
Who else? Who else is Chuckster? Who else? It's a lot of rappers, young rappers that I deal with. Like, I'm talking about that still answer the phone call, still pull up, make time for Joe Moses, even if they feel they're bigger than Joe Moses. Like, Blue Bucks still answer my phone calls, and they big as a motherfucker. Kalen still answer my phone calls. You know what I mean?
Kalen for real, for real.
Yeah, that, you know what I mean? So those were guys that was coming up, and I answered their phone calls. I popped out to their concerts. So, like, I feel that's the obligation that we owe each other. Far as L.A., you know what I'm saying? That's the thing.
Why do you think L.A. is not as big as the? Why do you think L.A. rappers are
big as Atlanta?
Because
we don't have no obligations towards each other. Like, we don't have no obligations. Once we hold each other accountable, like, ain't nobody bigger than the program. So once we start living like that, like how gang shit is. The reason why gang shit is so important to the culture, because it is a culture far as, like, the responsibility zone. Knowing your obligation. My obligation is everybody got a fucking job and you got to do your job. My obligation to the city is whatever time that I was on my peaks of my career, make sure these young niggas got a shot too. That's my obligation. I don't care if nobody did it for me. I hate when people, nobody did it for me. So what? Do it for somebody else. That's what just where my heart is at. Like, niggas pull up, niggas be like, Jomo, how much you charge for a feature? I charge $10,000, $7,500 just on, but niggas that just got $15, $1,600, I be like, bro, pull up. It's not about the money with me. I make a lot of fucking money. I got 11 businesses, a liquor store, all type of shit. I make money every night at my club, every day at my restaurant. It's not the problem. The problem is my obligation to where you young niggas, you know what I'm saying? And I get in my feelings sometimes because there's a lot of niggas that I've helped in this shit that I don't like to say no names, but niggas don't come to these platforms and be like, Joe Moses helped me. It's a lot of niggas that came to these places and be like, fucking.
Well, Walker shot you out, but.
That's a different. Walker helped me. And I helped Walker in some places because there's a lot of situations that went on with Walker where I was like, bro, we don't even need this in our life. We need to go this way. And I always was the positive light. And even though me and him was on gangster shit, Walker, I ain't never seen Walker turn down nothing. We'll be out number 40 deep and we still on gangster shit. I respect him as a person.
Ain't nothing ho about him,
ain't
period.
Ain't no ho shit. Ain't no ho shit about none of his family. Like, his family still hold me down when I go to New York.
Yeah.
Joey and all them, all my brothers in New York, when I go to Atlanta, they still hold me down. We still a big family. Like, you don't have to be in a certain circle or be tied in far as contracts and all that to still be a family. Like, we a family. Mean,
but everybody, gangster time's different time, and real niggas should always hold people down, but that's a whole different fucking conversation. So, but I'm gonna let you go. But yeah. Hoes is, but real, I mean, reality though, I mean, like, you know what it is. Like, yeah. These niggas out here are a lot of hoes as far as the whole entertainment structure goes.
But
I mean, but that's why I know, I hit you up, you're here. You know what I'm saying? Because I hit a lot of motherfuckers up though, and people be like, you know what I'm saying, on some weirdo shit. But that's just how it is. But,
so, yeah. So I'm gonna keep it G with me. I'm gonna keep it G with you. As far as just like doing interviews, like I always thought doing interviews was like corny. I thought like niggas supposed to just stay silent and don't talk about nothing because that's how I was raised. That's how I'm programmed.
Yeah.
Like nigga coming up and talking, you might say the wrong thing and it might try to use shit against you. So mm-hmm. A lot of niggas, I don't know how niggas think. This is how I was brought up. Like, bro, you doing too much talking. Like, we don't do talking. Like, when I don't argue with niggas. You know what I'm saying? So having an interview is like I'm arguing back and forth with. So back in the day, I used to be like, I ain't doing no fucking interviews. But
yeah.
That hurt my career also. Like, you have to use the tools to, like, people got to see this shit. People got to understand who really is the nigga and who's not the nigga. They got to really see this
you
shit.
You have to be vocal.
You got
to
be vocal. You got to stand on it. But I ain't never been
but stand
a bad
on what
vocal.
But stand on what you believe, period. And who you are is what you'll represent.
I ain't never been a bad vocal, though. Bad vocal is the niggas that come to this shit and put dim another person's light. Like, you see, I say I don't even name niggas. I don't even speak on other niggas because that's not what real niggas do. Like, just because my light is turned off, if I light this candle, just because my light is turned on, that don't mean you can't help me back and fucking light my candle with your candle.
Period.
So I don't come and turn off niggas' lights because I think I'm Big Bad Joe Moses. You ain't never, one interview that you ever see me in, and I was beefing with niggas for probably 7 or 8 years, came to no radio stations and threw no shades at no other niggas. I know how I stand, and I stand on everything I'm talking about, whether I'm 50 deep or whether I'm by myself.
And he's here by himself right now, people. So
by
there
myself,
you go.
Solo. No.
Okay. So he stand on what he stand on. He came, and not like, I mean, we're in the middle of fucking, you know, it's not like you have to have a whole bunch of people, but you're good anyway.
But this movie right here is where I go to every couple of nights.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So then, but that is. But so we have one of the realest.
Yes, sir.
Period. Joe Moses on It's Tricky.
Album dropping.
What date?
I ain't gonna give you a date, but it's coming.
Album's dropping, but new single out right now. Go get it.
Yeah. Last time I heard, shout out to Nip. You know what I'm saying? That was a whole give back to Nip for the last time I checked. You know what I'm saying? So it's last time I heard. So, like, you know, I'm just putting it together and just keeping it alive and just keeping it going. And new album dropping from Nothing to Something 4. New album dropping with Ty Dolla $ign 2. Whoop. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
There it is.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
Yes,
thanks so much for coming.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.